USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Indiana Republican Governor Eric Holcomb signed a bill Friday evening that bans abortions but makes exceptions for cases of rape, incest, and cases in which a pregnancy threatens a life or complicates the health of a mother. As Americans are feeling the effects of the recession, Senate Democrats continue to spend massive amounts of money with zero Republican support. The Inflation Reduction Act took Vice President Kamala Harris's vote to break the Senate tie over the weekend. Republicans claim this will further spiral our economy downward. Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called the bill a defining legislative feat of the 21st century.
As you know, it's been a long, tough, and winding road. At last, we've arrived, and we are elated.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgan's. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Toys R Us toy stores are officially back, launching a comeback inside Macy's locations in 9 states. Now that the Democrats have spent a ton of money that we don't have at a much higher interest rate, Americans are now on the hook to pay this back, Representative Pete Sessions, the Republican from Texas, on Newsmax.
Well, this is once again a plan where they're trying to simply ruin the American economy. They're trying to embed the federal government, big bloated government. This bill would add 85,000 new IRS agents. The reason why is the Treasury Union is the largest union in the federal government. They want to bog down every single piece part of government. This is what Democrats do. Democrats not only come and add expensive cost to the taxpayer and to our debt, but what they do in reality is burden us with huge bureaucracies.
USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
A fragile ceasefire to end nearly 3 days of fighting between Israel and Palestinian militants in Gaza stayed true throughout the night into Monday morning. The flare-up was the worst fighting between the two groups since Israel and Hamas rulers fought an 11-day war last year. An update on the lightning strike at Lafayette Park near the White House last week. A husband and wife from Wisconsin succumbed to their injuries. James and Donna Mueller of Janesville, Wisconsin, were celebrating 56 years of marriage. An unidentified 29-year-old man also died in the sudden lightning strike. As the relationship between the United States and China reaches new lows, Ambassador Robert O'Brien on Fox News is the former national security advisor to President Trump. He says to deter China from invading Taiwan, we need to get our Navy up to the task.
Well, the Chinese now have the largest Navy in the world, ship size. And when you think about that and what their intention is, Xi Jinping has said, just like Putin said he was going to invade Ukraine, Xi Jinping has said he's going to take over Taiwan. And the way to stop an amphibious invasion of Taiwan, missile strikes against Taiwan, is to have a strong Navy to deter China from taking such action. And what we see with our Navy now, President Trump had a plan for a 355-ship Navy. We need a 355-ship Navy. Keep in mind, you talked about Ronald Reagan earlier and talked about peace through strength, his policy. He had a 600-ship Navy. The Russians, the Chinese, no one dared to mess with the United States Navy in those days.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.